Kathy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Are you?
Yes, brilliant, thanks.
Well, at the moment I am reading your book, Summer's Dreams, and I'm on chapter 10, and I am enjoying it so much. It's great.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Where did you get your inspiration from?
Well, it's part of a series. It's book 3 in the Chocolate Box Girls series, and the idea was to write about 5 sisters in a kind of blended step family, and each of the sisters was going to have a different story to tell, their own kind of outlook on life.
Would you like one of your books to be turned into like a film or a TV series?
Oh, that would just be amazing. It would be great. I've been doing some school visits this week, and at one of the schools I went to, some of the girls had made the most amazing trailer, and they'd been acting little bits and pieces from the book. And I thought that was amazing. It made me really wish that there would be a real film one of the books. So if any movie directors are listening, that would just be so cool. That'd be good,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
It would be a great idea. How old were you when you started writing?
I've actually been writing forever, just about. You know, ever since I knew how to write, I was trying to invent stories. And I remember doing a book for my little brother when I was about 8 years old. And I remember writing it all out in biro and making capital letters to try and make it look as though it had been printed, which obviously didn't really work. And I did a really stupid thing with the cover and stuck strips of sellotape all across the cover to try and make it look shiny like a real book. And this didn't actually fool anybody, especially my little brother. He was about 2, and by the end of the day he'd kind of eaten most of the book, which was not good. It wasn't really a great start to my career as an author.
So I bet doing all this writing's like really tiring. So, do you ever wish you had a ghostwriter? And if you do, I'm free.
No, I could take you up on that. You know, that sounds like quite a good plan. I think the ideas are never in short supply, but the bit that does get tricky is literally the writing of those ideas down and making sure it all works as a story. And I do sometimes wish I could clone myself a bit, you know, and have you know, you could leave a Kathy Cassidy at home writing patiently and quietly at the laptop, while the rest of me, you know, the other me would go off and meet kids and do school visits and book festivals and things. So, yeah, good plan. I like your thinking.
Do you get recognised in the street? And if you do, do you like it?
I kind of don't. I think probably the only time that might happen, it might happen if you were Jacqueline Wilson, or maybe if you were J.K. Rowling. But sometimes, I mean, in the local area where I live, I will get recognised maybe in Tesco from time to time. You know, usually when you've got no makeup on and you're wearing your wellies or something crazy.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody will come up and say, oh, can I have an autograph for my daughter? Or else you know that kids are kind of stalking you slowly around the store, but that's quite funny. And the other time that it happens is maybe at book festivals, where kids will definitely recognise you and get excited, but they know that you're going to be there. They're there to see you, really, so that's why they recognise you. Mm. But there have been other times when I remember once sitting across the aisle on a train, on a long train journey, and 2 schoolgirls got on and they began talking about books and who their favourite writers were. And one girl had described her favourite writer, and the other girl said, okay, you'll never guess who mine is. Go on, guess. And her friend went through a big list of people that it could possibly be, and she was, no. And I was starting to get really depressed because I wasn't on the list at all, you know. And then eventually she said, no, it's Kathy Cassidy. And I couldn't believe it. I was smirking and laughing, you know, and it's like, great. I'm sitting right here. I could reach out and touch you, and you don't know that it's me, you know.
Gosh.
They really didn't know that. I'm too shy. I'm actually a little bit shy in real life, and I kind of couldn't say, it's me, honestly.
You've got your big sign at Waterstones then. Are you excited for that then?
Oh, yes, it's brilliant. I've been doing a few Waterstones book signings over the last couple of weeks. And yes, there's one tomorrow, I think, in Birmingham. I think it might be over by the time the broadcast is out. I'm not too sure. But I think it's going to be brilliant, because it's a while since I've done anything in the Midlands, and I always, because I grew up quite near to Birmingham in Coventry, it's always lovely to be back in the Midlands and do things locally. It's fab to do that. I live a long way away in Scotland now, so it's not always that I get to be back in the place that I grew up, so it should be cool.
Good luck, and thank you so much for letting me interview you.
Oh, Minnie Jo, you were brilliant. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.